the Tom Likas Show.
Coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I like being a cartoon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do this every Tuesday. And, of course, that's at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In case you are listening to a replay or a podcast of the show, if you ever have legal questions, the time to call in live is Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and we are joined by attorney Adam Sachs. Adam here at this particular episode of the show to talk about family law, divorce, and everything related to that. Good to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
And here we are, and you, of course, have been dealing with, among other things, the people who call us, and then they eventually call you. You've heard these people. They talk to me first, and then they get shuttled over to you, and you deal with some of them. And then by the same token, you've got all your own clients that you deal with, and divorce it blows me away. I have to believe that there's no shortage of business for a divorce attorney in this climate in the 21st century.
There's no doubt about it, Tom.
I mean, the only thing that would shrink your business is if people finally start getting wise and stop getting married.
Well, that's happening. Isn't that true, Tom? The rates of marriage, you said that it's later than ever before, right?
It is.
And people are definitely waiting or not getting married at all. There's more single people than ever before.
In fact, the majority of adults in America are single for the first time since they began keeping records. And how far back does that go? The very first census in 1790.
Wow.
Queried people as to whether they were married or single.
No joke.
And this, now here we are, the 2010 census was the very first that showed more single adults than married. And, you know, we can all speculate on what the reasons for that are, but I gotta believe, we had that Dr. Helen Smith on the show and her book Men on Strike. And there's an awful lot of guys voting with their feet and
saying, terrific book.
Not getting married. Terrific book, really.
So anyway, Tom, this has been a real banner week for me.
Really?
And the person I want to talk about is actually someone that got me through the show. So that should give you something. I think he's a P1.
Uh-huh.
I think this goes well into the truth stranger than fiction category, and so I actually want to have him actually join us in a minute. Mm-hmm. So you can actually hear that this is actually a real person, because the story is rather hard to believe.
You know, with what I hear every day, I it takes a lot to make me incredulous.
Oh, you're going to be incredulous now.
Really?
So, you know, feminism, right, was supposed to be women being equal and things being fair.
Supposed to be.
And, you know, now when you look at the universities, for example, law school, medical school, etc., women represent 60, 70, 80% of the classes, you know, of the students are women. And it's like, you know, women are still saying there's a glass ceiling, it's not fair. Meanwhile, you see women now at every level. They're looking at this to make a new chairman of the Federal Reserve to maybe be a woman. And you see big companies, Xerox and Hewlett-Packard and so forth, run by women.
Women don't even like doing their own checkbooks. You're going to make a woman the head of the Federal Reserve?
Well, it's going to happen, maybe. So I think the IMF is a woman, actually, now, the International Monetary Fund.
Speaking of an organization that spends too much.
Well, the bottom line is that guys often tell me that they think they can go to family court and get a fair shake, particularly without counsel or whatever. And I, you know, you and I have always railed about how ridiculous that is and what a mistake that is to go in without a lawyer, of course. And I'm not just saying that. You know I have an interest in getting you to hire me, maybe, but the bottom line is that family law is very much geared towards women. And when they talk about protecting children, the feminist thing with an incomplete sentence? What they really mean when they say protecting children is
right.
Protecting children from men. Okay, that's
right.
What they're really talking about.
Right. Or it means giving money to women.
Well, absolutely.
Their new boyfriends, their new husbands.
Well, they use gender-neutral things like spousal support, but 99 times out of 100, it's a woman who gets that. And they talk about child support. Tom, I have done a few cases where the woman had to pay child support. It's kind of rare. But even in those cases, the women go out of their minds. They can't believe it. And they say, you know, they're big feminists, and they're equal, and they work, and whatever else they do, and they say, I don't pay child support. I'm a woman. They can't believe that it's possible. So anyway, Tom, I have this client, Al, and here in California, and we are working on a custody case, and he has a nice house. He's lived there for more than 10 years, and his baby mama, because they weren't married, has been super unstable, and she wants custody of their daughter, who's a teenager, about 14 years old. And the mother, literally, Tom, is homeless, living in a homeless shelter.
Really?
And today we went to court, and they went through mediation and whatnot, and it's not done yet. We still have some more hearings. But the recommendation thus far from the courts is that the girl should be with the mother.
So, in a cardboard box?
I'm not joking, Tom. They literally facing the choice of a stable father, and there's no knocks against Al whatsoever, or the mother who is homeless. And they are literally, I mean, people that are not drunk are saying the child needs to be with its mother. Okay?
So that's unbelievable.
Well, here it is. That's why I got him on the phone. So, Tom, which button do you have to press?
I'll just press this one right here, and Al will come on. He's on line 12 here. Al.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Hey, Al, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Adam and Gary and Dino. Hey, it was a real shocker today when I mean, my jaw hit the floor. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
So tell him, come on, Al, you got to back me up. No one's going to believe this. Tom already has given me this shaking of the head.
It's hard to believe.
Oh, it's extremely hard to believe if I wasn't living through it. But, yeah, this female mediator who I've dealt with in the past, and she's always shit on me, but not to this extent. I mean, this is just like above and beyond even belief because, I mean, you know, if you have a home, some kind of stability, you know, even a friend's house, but when you're in she's not even in California, by the way, and she's got a ex-boyfriend who's a motorcycle gang guy, who she went back with her other kids to be with, and it's just like, where do I start? But it's, oh my God.
And what do we have here? Do we have somebody who is hoping to get child support so she can rent herself an apartment or something, or buy herself some food or clothes? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I think she wants to get on the government dole and get it from me, but there's no reason for her to be in Missouri.
Really?
So it's just like, why? Just why?
Well, I don't know. All right, so...
So the thing is that just the objective choice where the court is looking at these two parents, one who's the father that's stable and has a nice house and a good job, and the mother who's all over the place and literally not even embarrassed about it, she's homeless. She's staying in a homeless shelter temporarily. And serious people, we're talking about from the courts, are saying either way, whatever the circumstances are, the child ought to go to the mother. It's hard to even believe.
And when you say she's homeless, Al, is she literally living in a cardboard box or under a freeway underpass? Where is she, without giving the specifics? I mean, what kind of living conditions is she living in? Is she living in a car?
It's like one of those homeless shelters for, like, single women type deal, I guess. Sort of like, it's not a Salvation Army, but it's along those lines.
Like as a battered women's shelter or something?
From what I can tell, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I actually checked it online, and apparently the maximum amount of time that you can stay there is 30 to 60 days. So she's already there a little while, and a couple more weeks she's going to have to leave. And she doesn't have any money or anywhere else to go. It's unbelievable that any rational court would be suggesting to put a child in that circumstance. And it shows you how biased the courts are, how stacked it is against men, that when you go into court, you're literally behind the eight ball when you're a man, because the assumption and presumption, and this is just a fact, is that the children, whoever they are, whatever the circumstances are, have to be with their mother. That's it. That's their prejudice. It's unbelievable.
Now, I thought we were doing what was in the best interest of children. Is not the phrase they always use?
The best interest of children is to be with their mother.
So live in a battered women's shelter or in a cardboard box or under a freeway underpass. As long as you're with the mother, that's the most important thing. More important than the living conditions. You know, you have a kid who presumably wants to go to school, wants to be dressed appropriately, wants to have an appropriate lunch at school, things like that. The court doesn't care about that.
You're talking about school. She's actually at school in the father's neighborhood right now, and they're talking about taking her away and making her have to change schools in the middle of the term to be with mother. That's how important it is in the homeless shelter. Now, I'm going to fight this. Al and I are not taking this lying down. And as I said, the jury is still out. This case isn't over. We had a hearing today, and we have some more coming up. But guys have got to realize this is the kind of crap that's going on for real. And if you go to court with a lawyer and you're dealing with this kind of BS, I can't even imagine what would have happened to Al if he had walked in on his own without a lawyer. He would have gotten screwed.
Now, have you been to court before, Al? And did you have an attorney before? What were you doing before?
I went to court once with an attorney because she had actually tried to file a charge against me that got dismissed. But since then, we've gone multiple times to mediation. I got lucky. I really got lucky. And I can't stress that enough. If I hadn't had Adam today, I'd be, like, pulling my hair out of my head because without him, I'm a very analytical person. I Google things. I look things up. And I think I know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to application, like, Adam can apply. I mean, he's the man because, you know, I drop hints here and there, but he's the one that puts it into practice. So without a professional, I would have been screwed. I would have been screwed, glued, and tattooed.
Well, this is good two ways. One, because you were listening to our show, and that's how you found Adam. And two, because you actually called Adam, and now you have Adam handling your situation there. And, you know, I tell the boys all the time, and you know this, Al. I tell the boys all the time that you have to have a team for your adult life. You have to have a good accountant. You have to have a good financial advisor, certified financial planner. You have to have somebody who looks after your insurance needs, who is a pro and not just somebody who's selling you stuff. And most importantly, you have to have attorneys for the different issues that come up in your life. You have to. And, you know, I have always had a complement of attorneys, and I have never worried about the cost of attorneys because I have always made more money than I spent in the long run by having good attorneys, not just for my divorces, but for setting up my businesses, negotiating my contracts with radio stations, dealing with real estate issues, looking at my mortgage paperwork. You notice I'm not one of those douchebags who's underwater and asking for a HARP loan. You know, I would not let that happen. My attorney looked at all of the paperwork when I bought the house, made sure that all kinds of things were put in that I wouldn't have thought to put in. So it's very important to have a good attorney, and I guess you're seeing now yourself, by stepping into that courtroom with an attorney, the difference it makes.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have done this on my own. I mean, like I said, people look things up on the Internet in this day and age, and they think, oh, I could just rattle this off in court in front of a judge, and the judge is like, well, that doesn't apply right here, sir. And, you know, then what do? Well, you're screwed. So,
but a lot of people think they can do that. I've told the story many times about the woman I know who wanted to get a divorce. And so instead of hiring an attorney, she went down to the UPS store and bought one of these packages. It's like a do-it-yourself divorce. And so I said, well, do you know how to fill out that paperwork? And here's what she told me. She said, well, no, but the woman down at the UPS store, she's done a lot of these. And so she knows what to put on the application. She knows what to fill in on the forms. You're kidding me, right? By the way, this person had two kids. Custody of the kids and child support were important issues for this person. And she was depending on the lady at the UPS store, who spends her day, you know, putting tape on packages. She says she's depending on this woman to help her make sure she gets custody of her kids and the proper amount of child support. I'm amazed at the stuff I hear. So I'm so thrilled that that you're with Adam and that you are well represented and that you are in a position now where, you know, you can see the difference when you walk into the courtroom with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's so skewed towards the woman. I mean, you hear about it. I mean, you talk about it. But today I lived it, and I was just like, how can this even be true in this day and age? I mean, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's really ridiculous.
Now, Adam, let's talk a little bit without getting too much into the specifics of this case. Boy, it sounds pretty desperate. What can you do for a guy like Al?
Well, we're going to open it up, obviously. It was the decision of the mediator. So that's sort of a proposed settlement. And the mediator was, you know, one of these feminist lesbian types, pissed off, the little short haircut. And so whatever the mother did was just fine. So obviously the fact that she was homeless was no hindrance to giving her custody. It's hard to believe. But the bottom line is that we're asking for a hearing. And we're going to go in front of the judge, and we're going to make sense of this. And I'm really hoping that when the judge hears the whole story, he's going to be able to make a good decision and do the right thing in terms of giving the child to the father. It's illogical. I mean, it's absurd that you would give custody to a mother who's so irresponsible that she's literally, I mean, not just down on her luck, but literally homeless. It's terrible. How could you rationally give a custody to her? It's amazing, Tom. It's amazing that sane people could be doing this.
Well, in this case, again, you know, I'm so tired of hearing that phrase, the best interest of the child.
Yeah, do they really care about that? I mean, come on.
No. No. They care about women getting more money to, whether it's pull themselves up from being homeless or to buy more accessories when they've been married to a rapper. You know, how could it cost $40,000 a month to raise a child?
Unbelievable.
If you tried, you couldn't spend $40,000 a month with designer outfits and expensive Montessori schools and Kobe beef for every meal. I don't think you could spend that much money.
I see.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Kobe beef baby food.
By the way, I'm sure somebody's doing that somewhere right now, and some husband is paying for it.
So it's crazy. And you see the comedian Robin Williams?
Of course.
He's gone through now his second divorce. He has to come out of retirement, and he's not working for pleasure. He has to work to make money. And meanwhile, he had this beautiful winery in Napa,
yep,
where he was living, apparently.
Yep.
Selling it off, Tom.
Amazing.
This is it.
And wasn't his wife his former nanny?
Yeah, of course. They were together for 19 years, so that's perfect. He's going to be paying her for the rest of his life.
And there was no prenup, right?
Yeah, of course.
Unbelievable.
Of course.
Amazing.
Why would he do something rational like that?
It's amazing to me. Now I got to tell you. And if I recall the story correctly, and I don't want to get it wrong, but if I recall correctly, there he was married to wife number one. And was very interested in the affairs of wife of number two at the time was a nanny.
He definitely, wife number one soaked him pretty good, too.
Because he went away with the nanny, who then soaked him pretty
good. By the way, the one silver lining in Al's story, which before we say goodbye to him, is that he wasn't married to this woman. That's the only happy thing, Tom, because on top of everything else, that would have been the big sinker at the end, too.
Amazing. Now,
so he did one thing right.
Let me ask a dopey question, though, because it depends on the state. But aren't there courts now where they say, when you live together for so long, where you had these promises that were made or implied promises?
Well, that's, you know, Tom, I hate to tell you, but that's the big one even in California.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's called palimony. And basically, you may not have said anything, but she may have heard what she thought you said. And it's not even family court. It's regular civil court. And the argument is that, you know, he told me he was going to take care of me. He was going to pay for my education. I never had to work again if I was, like, helping him or whatever. And women are getting tons of money and stuff.
I quit
like that.
My job singing down at the lounge at the Holiday Inn.
Big money. My
promising
my career, yes.
I'm 45 years old. I had a promising career as a singer.
Yes, I was going to be very famous if it wasn't for him.
Unbelievable. Well, Al, we wish you, of course, the best of luck. And, you know, obviously Adam's our friend and our P1, and we feel you're in good hands, and we're hoping that you get a better outcome than it looked like you were going to get.
I hope so, too. Hey, thank you. Can you take me out of old school?
I certainly can. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. That's amazing.
He knew to get taken out. You see that?
I know.
There's a P1 for you.
Absolutely.
So, but can you imagine that the system is so irrational, Tom? It's hard to even believe.
Well, and, you know, good thing you're here, because there's other people out there with stories probably crazier even than that one. Situations where you just can't believe how badly things are going for somebody. And those are the people who need to call in the big guns. You can't go into court. These people, because family court lets people come in and plead their own case, people think, I'm going to save myself a couple of grand here.
Right.
I'm going to save myself $5,000. I'm going to go in before the judge. Big people do it all the time. I'm going to go in there, and you can't do that.
I think part of it also is sort of a misunderstanding based perhaps on the media of what a judge is and who a judge is. They kind of think that you have this older man with the gray temples, you know, and he's sitting in an easy chair and he's smoking a pipe, you know, and you come in and, you know, he calls you up to the counter and you tell your story and he listens very thoughtfully and he scrunches his brow a little bit and he says, okay, I see what we're going to do here. And that is not how it is at all.
Right.
Most people, when I do it, it happens so fast. It's such a mind fuck that we walk out and we've won, and half of my clients say to me, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we won. And they're like, what? We did? Like, they didn't even process it. It's so stressful. It's so crazy. It's so emotional for them.
And well, the judge generally has this big agenda with, like, a bunch of people they got to knock off one after another.
Tom, with the budget cuts in the different states because of the economics, you're talking about a judge that has to do 25, 30, 35 or more cases a day. You think he's sitting there and thinking about you? How's this going to affect Mr. Johnson here? Let me contemplate. Bullshit. He talks to me. He looks at the papers. Boom. Decision made.
Right. And it's not like going on Judge Marilyn Million. You see those topless photos of her?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I don't know about, I guess she was in the New York bar. What would the Bar Association think if one of their members was
it's different, you know,
flopping around on the beach like
that? It's not like being in the police academy, you know. I have to say, seriously, the bars don't seem to want to know too much about your personal life.
Really?
Yeah. They, you know, if you've gotten high or whatever.
You could walk on the beach, whip it out, nobody would care? Nobody would do anything about that?
You can't commit anything that's like a crime of moral turpitude. That's the thing. So if you show that you're immoral, then the question is, you know, any crime probably shows that.
But as an attorney, you know that phrase moral turpitude is fraught with escape hatches, and it's a very broad term.
If you saw this guy who shot up the Navy Yard, right, he had a security clearance.
Right.
And Snowden had a top security clearance and all that sort of thing. I mean, if you have used marijuana in your life, it will be very difficult for you to get a security clearance in the government. It's not a joke. But when you talk about the qualifications for being like a doctor and you got to write prescriptions, the DEA is an incredibly high standard. The police are like that. If you've taken drugs or whatever, you can't become a police officer. They give you lie detector tests and all this. But I think for attorneys, it's they want you to be moral. You're not supposed to rip people off. You're not supposed to have any convictions. But I think they'll give you a lot more slack if you appear topless, apparently.
Wow. All right, we'll take a break here. Your call's coming up for Attorney Adam Sachs. If you have got questions about family law, if you'd like to get a divorce, you're facing a divorce, maybe you've already gotten divorced and she keeps going back for more, maybe you have questions about child custody, child support, maybe you've got questions about a prenuptial agreement or a post-nuptial agreement. Do those things really work? We can talk about that. You can also call if you're one of those people who've been thrown out of your own house.
I had one of those this week.
Did you really?
No kidding.
Guys, don't believe me when I tell them you can be thrown out of your own house.
You know, it's funny. I hate to say funny, God. He actually talked to me a few months ago, And I told him it's this thing we talk about, Tom, how critical it is to be the one to go first and not to let her get the advantage by getting the momentum and filing first. And he was appeasing her and calming and trying to work things out. And he literally parked his car in the driveway and came up the stairs, you know, the steps to the front of the house. And someone was waiting there with papers. And he literally took the papers and didn't understand, started walking into the house. And the guy said, you can't go in the house anymore. This is a restraining order. As a matter of fact, you have to leave right now, otherwise you're going to be arrested. And he called me crying the blues. He couldn't believe it, but there it is. Not a joke.
Yeah. You guys have to pay attention. You really do. But if you've got questions about any of these kinds of issues, you can call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Oops, I'm supposed to press this button.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca. On West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91 and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com. The Tom Likas Show. And here are our friend and our advertising client is seeing how sausage is made here. Because I was in the other room until about 8 seconds before the end of the commercial.
Very high tech, Tom.
But I made it back in time and hit the post on the bumper music. That was the important thing.
Very nice.
All right. We are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your calls here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Ray is calling from the San Fernando Valley. Ray, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Are you ready?
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
I'm ready.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, that's Adam. You may not know it, but you are already speaking to us on the show. You're listening to the show.
I can't do my Dino voice.
You're listening to the delay.
All right.
So you are ready to go. Say hello to Adam Sachs and tell him your question.
I thought we have no delay.
There is no, There's no digital delay. That is the natural delay. Now, for people who are curious, like Adam, when we are live, in actuality, it takes time for my voice to get to the other end because it's internet packets being exchanged and what have you. And so there's about 45 seconds.
Oh, wow.
We're always about 45 seconds behind.
Wow.
But we're as live as you can possibly be on the internet.
I'm impressed. Hey, Ray, what's going on? How can I help you?
Hey, well, I have a situation. I'm 24 years old, and I'm married.
Ray, married at 24? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm a typical Hispanic.
Ray, come on.
Just, I got married young. I got married when I was 22.
Ray, let me ask you a question. When did you start listening to the Tom Likas show?
Oh, my father introduced me when I was like 16, 17.
All right, so let's review.
So no excuse.
You're listening, but you thought you knew more than the professor.
Yes, I thought I knew more than the professor and my own father.
Oh, she's the exception to the rule. She's such a good girl, not like the others. Not like those bitches out there. She's the one.
Yeah.
What is Tom Likas, though, anyway?
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be you, yeah.
Yes.
So what happened? How many kids do you have?
We have no kids, thank God.
Oh, thank God. All right, that's good.
You also have no condoms in the house.
Ah, yes. Actually, we do have condoms in the house.
You
we've
do?
Been using them.
No
yeah,
way.
We've been using them.
Really?
Well, you said you're typical Hispanic. You're not typical at all.
No, I know, but I've just been putting it on lately just because, like,
Okay. Because, see, a typical Hispanic believes that having sex is fine, but the Pope says no condoms. So
right.
It's okay to have sex. It's just not okay to have sex without a condom.
Correct.
Right? With a condom.
Yes.
Oh, with a condom, sorry.
Yeah, with the condom.
So come on, so what happened? What's going on? Come on.
So she's basically trying to, because we live with her parents.
Her parents. That is typically Hispanic, no doubt about it.
They didn't move in with you, you moved in with them.
Correct. Correct. We live
Don't worry, when they can finally afford to move out on their own, that's when the parents will be old enough to move in with them. This never ends.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes, man. Exactly. And so she wants me to move out on my own but still be together. Like, oh, you can move into a room for rent or something, but we'll still be together kind of type
shit.
Well,
I'd say she's had enough of you, Ray.
Yeah, and we've just been at each other, you know.
All right,
we live in a box, you know.
Let me ask you something. I understand. Let me ask you this, and this is really important if you think about the big picture, okay? Now, you talk about, you know, having a big dramatic fight and leaving and yelling at each other and getting restraining orders and all this other stuff, right? If a woman doesn't want you, if she rejects you like this and tells you she wants you to move out, right? Why can't you do it with some kind of kindness and courtesy and let it just fade away? She's saying she still wants to keep in touch with you. So you move out, you get your own place, you don't file for divorce right away. You stay there, you meet some friends, you hook up with some roommates, you get your life reorganized, you keep in touch with her from time to time.
Right.
And little by little, it just poof. And then file your papers, you'll be done with her, no recriminations, no child support, no alimony, life is good.
The only thing is she has me kind of like by the balls because I don't have a car. I mean, like, as it is, I don't make very much money, like, you know, I'm basically like a technician, an auto technician.
How about going back to school? You're still pretty young. You could get some student loans together. You know, do something like that. You could stay in the student dormitories. I mean, it's not like you're in your 40s.
Thinking about going to Everest College.
Stop with Everest College.
Right. Thinking about going to DeVry.
He could still go to a real university. He's only 24.
He could and should.
Yes.
But if he is a typical Hispanic, he's going to be going to ITT Tech.
We're not going for that stereotype stuff. Ray, I believe in you. Don't listen to Tom, okay? Right. I'm serious. You can get some student loans together. You can take the SATs if you never did or whatever. Go to community college. You can get a dormitory. You could share with some other students. Pick yourself up. Get yourself away from this crazy woman and start your life. You're still very young.
Right.
Don't write yourself off yet, man.
I just
Everest College.
By the way,
you're a shareholder. Yeah, you're a shareholder in Everest College.
Actually, I am. The big NCAA game this weekend. By the way, who do you think's going to win this one? It's DeVry against the University of Phoenix.
Who do you have
in that one?
Why are you knocking those two? What's the matter with you if you own stock? Why are you always trashing the for-profit schools?
Because
why not?
Because it's futile. These guys all think they know more than I do. Like our caller right now. So I make fun of these places, and then they say, well, what does he know? And then they go.
By the way, if you went to any school.
You get the biggest possible student loan you can because they get a little kickback on that. And then I get a little kickback.
Whatever. I'm trying to get him away from this girl and her parents, and she wants him out anyway.
Understood.
We'll do something, Ray. Please try to be constructive.
By the way, I do need to ask a question. Why did you feel, besides being Hispanic, why did you have this need to marry a woman and move into her parents' basement?
Honestly, because, I've seen my parents and, other people in my life get married young, and I just thought it was just like a normal occurrence. You get married young, you grow old together. I seen it with my parents, and I just thought, it doesn't work for everybody. And
it doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
It worked in another era for some people, but, we're in the 21st century.
Right.
And it just isn't the same. Women talk about men in terms of starter husbands. Well, he's a starter husband. I'll have one or two kids with him, and then we'll break up, and he'll pay child support, and then I'll marry another guy. And then that's how they talk about men. You understand? And I don't care if they're Hispanic or not. If they are American, they're all doing the same things.
But, Tom, she's burned out on him after just 2 years.
Right.
She's already got him halfway out the door. Yeah, we'll keep in touch.
By the way. When is the last... I'm afraid of the answer to this.
Oh, dear.
When is the last time you had sex with her?
Today.
Last night. Today!
Did you have, to force her?
I told you.
No.
Here he is. You heard the shit he's saying about her, and he's still having sex with her.
It's like
the cat that won't leave. I can't figure it out. I gave her milk, and I gave her some salmon,
and she won't leave.
And I was hoping she would be satisfied and she would leave. But no, she keeps coming back for more salmon and more milk, and I keep giving it to her, and I can't figure out why she won't leave. Why are you having sex with someone you feel this way about?
I'm just getting it wet.
God.
There you go.
Okay,
that's
Tom,
the mentality.
I think we've gone about as far as we can.
Adam, you are going to have business into the next millennium, I do believe.
I'm glad to hear it.
And so you're going to, by the way, this is me now talking, this is not legal advice, do you really think having sex with her is the way to end a relationship? I mean, really?
It's not, Tom.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. I have no clue. That's why I called you.
All right. Well, I gave you my advice from my point of view. Adam gave you his perspective from a legal point of view. But one thing we agree on is you need to get out of there.
Right.
And by the way, if you can't afford a car, get some skills and buy a car.
Right.
You're an adult. How long are you going to go without owning a car until she has kids and then you really can't afford a car?
You buy her a minivan.
She would love nothing more than to get pregnant by you and then kick you out.
Right.
You understand?
I understand.
Well, that's what they're shooting for today, Tom.
You have a chance right now to make sure that doesn't happen.
I also think, Tom, that part of this is that whole scarcity of pussy thing.
Right.
Which is that somehow if you lose this one, you're never going to get another one or whatever.
Right.
Is that part of your feeling, Ray?
No. Actually, I know I'm a very good-looking, young man.
More power to you, man. Why are you hanging around taking these crumbs from this bitch like this? Come on. Jeez, man. Get some self-esteem.
As it is right now, it's just I could get a place. I could get my own place. I can get a room for rent or whatever somewhere. But the thing is I'd be carless, but, you know, I have no way to get to work.
Oh, my God, not this again.
You need her to take you to work? That's
mommy has to drive you to work?
She said she would give me the car. She's like, you could use the car or whatever. She's like, just pay your portion of whatever, the insurance or whatever you're going to do, and just take care of yourself.
That's great.
Fabulous.
Take it.
You know?
So, he's one of those, Adam. He's undecided about it. He's one of those.
I've seen it before, Tom.
He just had sex with her today. Today.
That is not how you initiate a breakup, dude.
Well, according to her, it's not a breakup. So I don't know.
Oh, right. She just wants you to move the fuck out.
She'd love to accidentally get pregnant.
Did you use protection today?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, but those condoms can slip. They break. Things happen.
Yeah, they're 99 cents ones.
If she's not using
Tom,
any birth control,
you got them at the 99 cent store.
Come on. don't they make them in China at the 99 cent only store?
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me. Dude.
Oh, Ray, come on.
Condom Jungle.
Condomjungle.com.
What are you doing?
I'm too cheap to buy Trojans.
Fuck that, man. Come on. Man. Condomjungle.com.
Oh, dude, you're going to be singing the blues when you're paying child support.
Jesus.
You'll be calling me. Hey, they're garnishing my wages. I can't believe it. They got no right to do that.
Yeah.
You're heading in that direction, pal.
Jeez.
Right. Well, you can do something about it, Ray. So do something about it. Get out and start planning. By the way, time to grow up and be an adult. You should have your own place to live. You should have your own car. Doesn't have to be new. And if you don't have enough training to get a job good enough to make enough money, get more training.
Right. I mean, the thing is, I mean, you know, it's hard. You know as well as I do, everything here in California, everything's more expensive to rent. To even rent an apartment in the ghetto with gunshots ringing down the street, like $2,000 a month.
Well, you want to know something? By the way, when I couldn't afford to live in New York City, I moved to Stanton, Virginia. You hear me?
That was a big sacrifice, Tom.
You got Fresno, you got Bakersfield.
Oh, dear.
You got Barstow.
Yeah, but what kind of employment rate? Well, once I get there, what kind of employment rate?
I'm just gonna have a million excuses.
No, he's got an answer for everything, Tom.
You could live in Vegas, where it's a lot cheaper.
Oh dear!
If that's your problem, you just have a million excuses. You want to stay with this chick. That's what you want to do. She wants you out, and you don't want to leave. And that's the real story, isn't it?
Well, I want to leave when I'm ready to leave. You know, when I collect enough money to leave.
Collect enough money. Who are you collecting it from?
Save up money. No, save enough money. Save enough money to move out.
But you don't even... Why do you want to live in some other person's basement? I don't understand.
I mean, what would you suggest?
Do like, you... Don't you... I by made, the way, I you may, you know, maybe, maybe this is a sore me. Subject. Don't you have parents?
No.
Where'd they go? Are they alive?
They wrote me off.
They wrote you off because you're a loser?
No, I'm not a loser. I mean, I'm on my own.
Why did your own parents write you off?
Because they feel like, when you're 18, you move out, you get your own thing going on. And they did it to my brother, they did it to my sister, they did it to me.
By the way, that's most American parents. Are your parents American?
Yes.
That's most American parents.
Well, they don't keep in touch?
I mean, I see him every once in a while, but, you know.
And you don't have any friends you can live with? You don't have any of... You couldn't go to Craigslist and find a roommate? I mean, come on. You're just not thinking out of the box. Staying at your in-laws' house with a wife who wants you out the door is just not a viable situation.
Right.
It's not.
And now I feel like I'm getting, like, bad vibes from her parents, kind of like...
They want you out, too. She told them she wants you out. Do you understand? She went to her mother and said, I don't know when he's going to leave. I keep telling Ray, just get out, okay? We could still date if you want to. I just want you out, and he won't leave. And so the mother has heard this speech, told it to the father, and now they're all giving you the stink eye. That's how things work, dude. Do you think she's keeping this stuff to herself? Every one of her friends knows she wants you out. Do you know that? All of them. Do you know that?
That's some cold shit, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth is what I was talking about earlier in the show. Your friends won't tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
Actually, my buddy Sam's the one that told me to call you.
Oh, bet. Know,
I recently started tuning back in. So
you never should have tuned out.
I know, Tom. I strayed too far away.
Well, you need to get out of that house. I don't have much more time here. I have to get off, but you need to get out of that house. And somehow I know you won't, but you really need to.
I'm going to get out, Tom.
Promise me you're going to get out.
I promise I'm going to get out.
All right. And you have Adam's number. When you are ready to get the paperwork filed, you'll do it. But you're not going to do it in such a way that you're going to do what's not in your best interest. You're going to take your time and do it right.
I mean, she's already said, like, you know, you can keep whatever you came with, and, like, if you're listening to it, you know, hits, whatever.
These are not just red flags. These are alarm bells. Bing, 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 boop, boop, boop. I mean, how many clues do you need?
All right. I mean, we've discussed divorce. You know, we have.
Oh, my God, you discussed it.
No, discussed it. She wants one now.
She's telling you. Come on, Ray. She's spelling it out for you. Stop it, man. Stop
right.
beating yourself up, please.
All right.
Tom, what happened to men? Jesus.
And you have to stop having sex with her, all right?
Jeez, please stop having sex with her. My
stop.
God.
You have to stop immediately.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I have many, many, many Mexican friends. I don't know one who the answer wasn't either today or last night when I asked that question. When's the last time you had sex with her? Last night. But I thought you just said she's a bitch and you can't wait to get... Well...
I can't.
You know, I can't get anywhere else because I'm married, and what will her parents say? So, she's the only one right now.
Ugh.
You're killing me, Larry.
Damn.
All right, Ray. Well, stay tuned, and we'll give you Adam's contact information. All right. That'll be coming up.
Tom, I don't know what goes on, man. I swear to God.
Oh.
You're killing me, Larry. I don't know what to say.
Holy Christ.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Wow. Spree and Honda. Honda, California. They go together. Why? Now, if you look back. Well, by the way, don't take my word on this. Do a Dean J. D'Amelio and Google the numbers, okay? Take a look at the best-selling cars in California going back decades. And Honda is at the top or just next to the top of all car makes in California. So it makes sense if you're shopping on the internet for a Honda. And you want to get the lowest internet pricing on Hondas in all of California. And that is where Jeff Spreen and Spreen Honda come in. They give you the lowest internet pricing on Hondas in all of California. You go ahead, you shop, you compare, you check around, you ask around. You ask your father-in-law who owns a dealership out in, on an Indian reservation somewhere what price he's going to offer. Doesn't matter where he is. Doesn't matter what it is. Spreen Honda's going to beat it. That's right. You'll get the real deal at SpreenHonda.com. That's S-P-R-E-E-N Honda.com. Now, when you go to Spreen Honda, just mention the Tom Likas Show, and not only will Spreen pay a top dollar for your trade-in, they'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1 tablet. That's right, a free tablet for your trade-in. And how about this? Even if you buy nothing from Spreen, they'll still pay top dollar for your car. Any make, any model, doesn't have to be a Honda. And they'll throw in the tablet for free. Finally. And this is amazing. because I'm excited about this, even though I'm giving up some of my personal space to do it. The person who makes the largest purchase at Spring Honda between now, assuming you're listening on Tuesday the 17th, or maybe the morning of the 18th of September 2013, the person who makes the largest purchase between now and the close of business on Wednesday the 18th of September, which if you're listening live is tomorrow, that person will spend a day with me at my 20-acre ranch in northern Santa Barbara County. Yeah, I'll be smoking ribs. We'll be drinking some Wookie Jack. We'll be touring around looking at the 360-degree panoramic view. That's right. That could be you. So these are all limited-time offers, and I want you to call right now. It's toll-free number, 855-336-4590. That's 855-336-4590. Or you can drop by this weekend. But if you drop by this weekend, you'll be too late to win the contest. I wouldn't wait till this weekend. I'd go in tonight. Okay? Tonight. Spring Honda. In the IE with a 10 to the 215 meet in Loma Linda, 45 minutes east of downtown LA. It's SPREEN Spring Honda at SpreenHonda.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at NewNormalRock.com and ask like tune in. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com. The Tom Likas Show. It's a bonus hour with divorce attorney Adam Saxon. Now a little bonus time beyond the bonus hour because we got a couple of really good calls. We're going to take these. So we're just going to keep going here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Trey in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show with attorney Adam Saxon.
Hey, guys. After hearing Ray, I don't feel so bad about my story now. All right, so coming off of them going on too long. So when I was in the military about 8 years ago, I was with this girl one time, and I didn't see her after that for, you know, like 6, 7, 8 months. She told me she was pregnant, but I told her that I knew that she was, you know, I wasn't the only guy she was with, and she confirmed that. You know, she admits, she fessed up to it that she was with a bunch of guys besides me. So, you know, I'm saying, well, I told her that I'm pretty sure it's not mine since we were only together one time. She didn't pursue anything after that. We both got out of the military, and she contacted me, like, 6 years later. I got a letter from, like, a social worker that she had named me as the father, and I guess the guy she was with currently was trying to adopt her daughter, the daughter that she, you know, claimed was mine originally, and she wanted me to sign the paper giving away my rights as a father. And fortunately I had the wits to at least, you know, get an attorney and, you know, get some advice. And I told the attorney that I didn't want to sign any paper without a DNA test. You know, even signing away my rights. You know, I'm not, because that's basically, I would be signing a court document giving away my rights. Is that about right, Adam? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it a good idea just not to even sign a paper without any DNA test?
What did this lawyer tell you?
Nothing after that. The attorney told me that if I didn't sign the paper, that the court was going to go ahead with the adoption. So that's the backstory. So my question is, the adoption went through, I believe. I didn't follow up to find out, but I'm pretty sure it went through. So basically some other guy is, you know, adopted the girl.
But you don't know for sure.
I don't know 100%. Well, I never did a DNA test.
So you don't know if it's yours or not.
Right. Okay, so I guess there's two scenarios. So let's say, scenario one, let's say the adoption did go through. Am I in the clear, like, later on if it doesn't work out with this guy and when the girl turns 18, she wants to come back for back child support?
Normally speaking, an adoption is an adoption. That's it. So you
I'm no longer the father?
You terminate your parental rights in favor of this other person. That person becomes the father for all legal intents and purposes. For my own curiosity, I would want to know if the child was mine genetically. I mean, this woman was with a lot of different guys. You only slept with her once or something, you know? But, if she named you as the father, probably she was, you were the richest guy she could find or whatever. But if she basically wanted you to sign your rights away so the kid could be adopted, then you shouldn't have any liability at all. But you were definitely right to have a lawyer look at it.
Right, yeah, and the lawyer actually, he said, you know what, you might want to go ahead and, you know, he's like, it's my advice that to get the DNA test.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Sure.
I really agree, right, I'm sorry to say. I think it's just as a matter of life. I mean, don't you want to know, for God's sake?
Well, I never had I never had a say as far as discussing abortion or anything. You know, she never gave me any options.
Men never do.
Right,
men have
no
rights in this society with respect to abortion or choice of a child being born or anything else. But, you know, broadly speaking, I mean, I don't know how you feel as a person, but, I mean, there's this little piece of you maybe walking around. You know, that's
Maybe. There's always a chance. Maybe not. My thinking is if the girl ever wants to find out, you know, I'll do it. But as far as I know, that she doesn't even know who I am. We've never seen each other in person.
I've seen these things where women are really relentless about this, and they'll marry a new guy and they'll tell the children, you know, that that's their father, you know. And the children ask, you know, why does daddy have a different last name? They get a slap, you know. So it's sort of like this taboo thing, and then the father eventually emerges, or he comes out of prison or something, and then, you know, these 12-year-old kids find out that the man they thought was their father is actually not, you know, biologically their father. It's pretty heavy stuff. But with respect to adoption, I mean, I've had a few cases where guys were petrified that they were going to pay a lifetime of child support. How many payments is that, Tom? The 18 years?
18 years is 12 times, let's see.
12 times 18.
So 10 times 18 is 180, and it's 260 in payments. Is
So anyway, so these guys are facing their 200-plus payments, and all of a sudden the woman calls and says, look, I've got this fiancé, and he wants to adopt the kid. And if that's done properly, and that's why you certainly have to have counsel, you know, a lawyer to help you, but if that's done properly, and, you know, then you're completely off the hook.
And might I point out, he should at least know if this adoption went through.
Yeah, that's something you should be following up on.
That's a good point, right?
Why? I'm a little skeptical. I mean, I don't want to criticize, but I'm a little skeptical of this lawyer you had, that he was working on the case, he was helping you with it, and then it just fizzled. You never really found out what happened.
Well, it was actually, he was a family friend, like how, you know, one of those
cases
you talked about before. He was doing me a favor.
Let me talk to you about the family friend, okay? I know that sounds like a great idea, but if you have some random family friend, and you never hire him really, and he normally does real estate law, then you don't really have a lawyer, okay? So it sounds to me like your family friend didn't. What's that?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is your family friend didn't really do you a solid, and maybe he chatted with you a little, but in the end, you should have had a DNA test, and you should know that the adoption is final, and you don't know those two things. Now, let's say the adoption is not final, And in another couple of months, all of a sudden your wages are being garnished, and it's because she went after you for child support because the adoption wasn't concluded. Okay? So you you would have been smart spending a little bit of money on a lawyer and really resolving the problem.
Yeah, but again, people try to save $5-10 bucks.
I don't know.
Or they think $5 or $10 grand they're going to save.
Tom, if it's their salary is getting garnished 30%, they're not saving anything.
Right. Unbelievable. I could, by the way, I could not live with that time bomb out there. If I knew that that was out there.
Didn't you used to wake up in a cold sweat or something?
Many times.
That story?
and here's the deal. Now, for me, I see, I don't agree with you. For me, if somebody went ahead and had a kid against my will, I don't care. I have no connection, don't feel a connection, don't want to know. What I do want to know is, you're with a new guy. Did he adopt the kid? I want to see the paperwork.
Oh, yeah, of course. So that goes
I want to know. I'm not sitting here worried about my
Yeah, but you
got to
admit, in the case of this guy who was just calling, you'd want to know, have a DNA test to know if he's really genetically yours or not.
Oh, I want to know.
He never even followed through on that time.
Right. I want to know what obligations I might have. That I want to know.
But I want to know if the woman's bullshitting me, if it's really my kid.
Right. They bullshit you all the time. Women get pregnant and don't tell you they're pregnant. They have babies and then they tell you, guess what? You're the father and you better step up like they do on Maury.
Yeah, good old Maury.
First guest of a new season of Maury.
I love
that. Name is Tequila.
I love when they rip it open and it's not the father and the woman just falls on the ground.
Oh, God, I love that.
What a great moment. She runs off the stage. She's crying. She's been lying to everyone, but they're all comforting her. Oh, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay.
Oh, my.
You've done legal fraud, but it's okay.
Jack in Gilbert, Arizona. You're on the Tom Likas Show with attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hi. I have a girlfriend who, in my absence, she met with my ex-wife and was encouraging her to go after me for alimony and child support.
Isn't that nice? Sounds like true love.
A really sweet girlfriend. Is she your ex-girlfriend?
You know, as soon as I found out, then I immediately asked her to leave, and I've not been in contact with her.
Well, good. Why is she so spiteful? What a bitch.
Well, I think what's going on is that the girlfriend was, I'm doing quite well financially this year.
Yeah.
And I think the girlfriend is making the realization that she is not going to have access to my money. And out of spite or to sabotage access to my money, I think she's trying to encourage my ex-wife to have that money.
How nice.
Sabotage my own access to my own money.
Unbelievable. See, that's another fascinating thing, Tom, don't you think?
Yes.
When us guys want something, we think about we have to work, we have to make money and buy it. A woman thinks, I've got to get a man to buy it for me. And a woman believes, particularly her husband's money, but as we see, even her boyfriend's money, technically is hers. Okay? And the money she makes at her job is mad money for her to spend on shoes and clothes and accessories.
Right.
But her boyfriend's money or her husband's money, now that's hers.
Right.
That's for important stuff, you know, houses and cars and whatnot. So vicariously, she's pissed off that our caller here is having a good year. So she's telling his ex-wife, hey, why don't you go after him? why don't you file for some more alimony? What kind of crazy shit is that? Is that sisterhood or something?
So where is this girlfriend now?
Oh, she's been texting me nonstop. I've only replied just to let her know that things are over. But she's in sort of a panic attack. I don't understand why she would think we would continue after this.
Your women don't realize when they're betraying you. It's hilarious.
I don't care.
No, everything they do, because they're children in their minds. Everything they do is totally okay.
Yeah.
So you tell her, I'm really angry at you. That was a horrible thing to do. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll be home at 7.
Like,
you're not coming home.
That reminds me of a story that happened to me. And then we're going to wrap this. But it reminds me of a story that happened to me. I was with a chick who, by being with me, was known down at the private club, the tennis club.
How nice.
And she got to use the tennis club. And I remember when we split, she continued going to the tennis club because nobody ever questioned her being there. They saw her all the time. And they would say to her, hey, how's it going? How's Tom? She'd go, oh, he's fine.
Fabulous.
Right. And so she's going down there and she's taking Pilates classes, okay? The Pilates instructor. Now, remember, I am paying a membership fee at this club that is paying this Pilates teacher's salary. And so she is sitting with this girl who I knew, who there she is taking Pilates, and the woman is saying, well, you could get so much. You should just hire an attorney and do like a palimony suit or something. You
know? Sue Tom.
And meanwhile, this ex was just unbelievably stupid. She comes to me and tells me, you know what so-and-so told me down at the club? She told me I could get money because we were together and, you know, you owe me. But she tells me who said it, which resulted in me calling the club.
Ah.
And I said, do you have a Pilates instructor named X? And they said, yes. And I said, well, I am the member, and she is telling my ex-girlfriend how to get money out of me. Isn't her job to teach Pilates? And when they refused to do anything about it, that was when I changed tennis clubs.
Right.
I was done.
Unbelievable.
Done. But that's amazing.
So she's giving a little legal advice against their membership.
Well.
Isn't that nice?
That's why I told them, look, if your Pilates instructor is giving out advice, next time this woman comes in, remember, I am not paying my membership fee anymore. No contract here, so I'm out.
But it's nice that your ex-girlfriend was nice enough to inform you of all this.
Well, yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Kind-hearted.
I know.
Lovely girl, lovely girl.
And you know what she told me? She told me that I can get money because we've been living together and... Unbelievable.
You see the little wheels turning.
Always. All right, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can definitely call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I love email. Send me an email at adam@adamlawyer.com. And check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And yes, it's true, I do answer my own phone.
That's right. So if you call that number right now, you can ring that phone right out of Adam's pocket. Get things going. There you go. All right. You can hear Adam Sachs. By the way, he'll do family law again in 2 weeks, but he's here every Tuesday for a bonus hour that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific time live, 9 p.m. Eastern time live, and you don't want to miss it.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino. Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Women are less likely than men to have active sex lives in middle and old ages.
Well, they got so used to not having it early on that by that time they just say, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Research done by Professor Dusty Cooch.
Yay.
Yeah. Just seems that I think, you know, dudes can, you know, nail the younger broads and stuff, and they stay active.
Right.
No, women's, they just they give up. They swear off the sex.
What do they have to be interested in?
Knit one, pearl two, man. That's what they got. Maybe some shuffleboard.
They're looking forward to the next America's Got Talent.
Pinochle. They got pinochle.
Marjan.
Yeah, they got all those things.
Jeffrey,
and they never really liked sex anyway, so, you know. Doesn't really, it's not missed.
Wheel.
You know?
Of.
Right.
Fortune.
Exactly. A poll of 1,000 American adults. Exactly.
Sorry.
Who else is watching that thing? A poll of 1,000 American adults found that women were more comfortable with lying to get through an awkward moment than male counterparts. 72% of women said that they're okay with lying to get them through an awkward moment. I have no idea what that would be. They call them
like if they get
uncomfortable social situations.
So they'll lie about.
They lie about shit.
Quicker to lie.
Yeah, they're quicker to lie.
72%.
Just to get out of being embarrassed or something.
Right. We're basically one out of every two guys will lie, but women, three out of four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Exactly. That is interesting. Over half, 55%, said they felt more comfortable with someone telling them their fly is down than telling someone that theirs is down. What does that mean?
Wow.
Oh, with someone telling them that their fly is down than telling somebody else that theirs is down. You understand what I'm hearing?
Yeah, but at first I read it the same way. Yeah, I thought it said the same thing twice.
Yeah, and when it comes to dating for guys, the most embarrassing moment has been passing gas 38%. While for ladies, it is spilling food on themselves. Here, let me get that with my mouth. Let me put my mouth on that.
See, for it makes sense. I mean, look at what women are embarrassed about. Spilling food. That's it.
Yeah.
And then, according to the earlier part of the story, then they'd lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Here's an interesting number. As for relationships, 57% of men said they felt comfortable in less than a month in a relationship. Well, a similar percentage, 59% of women said it took more than a month to feel comfortable in a relationship. So, women apparently are very uncomfortable and always spilling food on themselves.
And lying.
Lying. See where this is going?
Yes, not in good places. Just tell you that.
Yeah. Women prison inmates in Utah are packing on the pounds, and it's costing the state a whopping amount of money.
What?
They think they could save over $1 million by cutting down on the calories of these fat broads in prison. They go in there, it's like three squares, they got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
They don't have to look good in that dress.
It's the OJ mentality.
Right.
You notice how big OJ got in prison?
Yeah.
It was massive.
By the way, the article at DeseretNews.com includes a picture of them making a big, huge, enormous vat of like chili.
I'll tell you what, though, it does look good.
You think so?
Honestly, it does.
You think so?
I would totally.
With Hector and his hairnet?
Well, Hector has to wear it.
Churning it with a big fucking shovel?
By the way, just the ink on Hector and the gang. Hector and the gang is the new cool in the gang.
Yes.
Hector and the gang really come up with a nice little food layout here. I got to give them credit. They're inked up and they're ready to deliver chili with or without beans.
Yes. Charlie Sheen's monthly child support of $55,000 to ex-wife and baby mother, Brooke Mueller, has been cut in half.
I'm glad. You know, she was really getting paid the fuck off.
Right.
So,
paid the fuck off.
Yeah. And I don't like that. Mm. I want her to go back to half that amount.
Right.
Which she is, thanks to a judge, because basically the judge was originally saying each kid is worth $25,000 a month.
Right.
Right. That's a lot of cake, man.
Yep.
So Chuck's like, hold on. These kids are only worth 12.
Let's rethink this for a second. Yeah.
12.5.
I take it back. You know this Sky Ferreira?
She's a runway model, and I got to give her credit. But
and
she's the girl
she threatens to release an album, like anybody wants to hear what she's got to do. But she got busted with some she got some ecstasy on her.
Yes.
And she all worked up with the cops.
She was not very happy about being arrested, so she got hit with a resisting arrest.
Good.
So here you got a runway model having the nice Molly in tow. Yeah. I understand that. You want to hang with Molly. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. Except for one thing. When the police show up, that's when you have to pipe down and call the Hebrew Hammer. You won't be getting in the cop's face and be going crazy. But by the way, here she was with this idiot. So these two were driving around, and they were in a 1994 pickup, and that's when they were spotted committing several driving infractions. Mm. That's exactly what they got pulled over. And again, you should have called the Hebrew Hammer. You shut up.
You think our friend does heroin?
According to the arrest, 42 decks of heroin, which are like those little bindle things, I would say yay.
She did have heroin on her?
Well, they got busted. They found a bag containing 42 decks of heroin. So they got
interesting.
That's a whole lot of mess right there.
Couple of pick alerts for you. This is getting ridiculous. I have no idea why Eddie Murphy shows up at the same Coffee Bean in West Hollywood with his unbelievably hot girlfriend.
That's the one he goes to?
Yes. One of them.
Oh, that's near five. There's a Five Guys right
and
by.
And he knows that the paparazzi's going to be there every
day.
That's why. And he knows they're going to take his picture with this broad.
Right. They're certainly, let me tell you, everybody loves
She's so hot, though.
They're not taking a picture of Eddie. Eddie, you know what? I don't want to break the news to you, but it's not 1985.
But this is a great picture because Eddie's behind her and he's grinding her ass while they're standing at the counter. He literally has his penis in between her butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. It's in the picture.
Well,
it's right there.
They were continuing what they had been done earlier. They just
I would be doing the same thing.
It's unbelievable that he does this. He does a couple of Dr. Doolittles and all of a sudden he gets abroad like this.
And Jewel was out in New York City last night for some stupid launch of something. Vanity Fair sponsored it. And I tell you, now that she's got her teeth all fixed up, she ain't half bad. She wears weird makeup. But check out the natural breasts on Jewel. Hey, did they get any better than that?
She really has turned the corner with me. Jewel, I think, famous for being homeless at one point.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. She lived in a car with her mother.
Down by the river.
Yes.
I think she really did live in a van.
Yes, which accounted for the bad dental thing and everything. But they now got them fixed up. Those are natural breasts. They're enormous.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, don't count her out.
Turn it around.
Do not count her out.
I don't know what her mother looks like, but I'll just say this.
I don't either.
Our girl has really turned it around.
Hasn't she? It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show that kick butt, that was loud. And I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers at a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12 volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.